Well, good morning, and it's good to be together again in the house of the Lord and worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As has been already stated, there's a lot of emotion that goes with Mother's Day, and that's okay. There's deep pain, but on the flip side, we can experience great joy. And just think of your journeys of ones James mentioned there this morning. Of the pain of the years of struggle and then the great joy of God's providing a child. I think about Jesus on the cross and his concern for his mother. And he wanted to make sure that she was taken care of. And mothers, think about standing there before the cross and your son on the cross. And just embracing the role that God had for you and for his son. That's a little bit about where I want to go this morning, embracing motherhood. I like to look at quotes from time to time. I came across a number this morning that were thought-provoking. Some of them by people I know, some by people I don't know. George Washington said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I've ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." Abraham Lincoln said, "No man is poor with a godly mother." Someone said, "You may have tangible wealth untold, caskets of jewels and coffers of gold. Richer than I, you can never be. I had a mother who read to me." Probably a lot of us here can say and remember our mothers reading to us. Someone else said the phrase "working mother" is redundant. Working mother is redundant. If you have a mom, there is nowhere you are likely to go where prayer has not already been. How many can remember? You don't need to raise your hands, your mother praying for you and promising to continue to pray for you as you go on in your life. Someone else said, "She never quite leaves her children at home, even though she doesn't take them along." How many couples have found themselves on an anniversary trip leaving the children behind talking about their children? Here's one I really like. If evolution really works, how come mom only has two hands? And the last one, mom, the person most likely to write an autobiography and never mention herself. Moms give and give. We read in Proverbs 31 the list that I'm not a woman, but probably brings shudders and chills to women and mothers who read that passage. But this morning we're not here to hold that list up and rate our moms or our wives by that list. We're here to honor you for who you are and with gratitude in our hearts. Motherhood is a part of God's plan to bring glory to himself, to train a next generation, to bring children up to worship him, to love the Lord, to further the kingdom of God. And for Christians, there's an additional blessing of honoring mothers, not only for who they are, but for who they are in Christ. And that's a blessing this morning to have a godly mother. Like James mentioned, there are the hard pieces of wanting to be a mother and not having children. And this morning I want to acknowledge another piece of maybe you've had a hard life growing up with your mother. And I want to take a little bit of time to acknowledge that because it's a reality that not all of us have had the same upbringing. Not all of us have had the privilege of a godly mother. And maybe that's you or someone you know. I want to encourage you this morning and equip you a little bit in thinking how to honor your parents if you find yourself in that situation. I'll read a story. It's about Father's Day, but I think it applies to Mother's Day as well. Every Father's Day, I attended a church with my parents. During these services, the pastor would always ask if someone would like to stand and pay tribute to his or her father. One by one, people would share their memories. Each year, without fail, a frail little old woman, looking weary from a hard life, stands up. Everyone patiently watches as she slowly rises from her chair and confesses with a tired, trembling voice, "My daddy was a drinking man. He wasn't there much, but when he wasn't drinking, he was a good man. I love my daddy." The tears would well up in her eyes as she would make her way down to the pew. She never said much because there wasn't much to say. But she faithfully and sincerely obeyed the fifth commandment, even though her father didn't deserve it. Like this woman, maybe you've been abandoned or abused as a child. Maybe you find yourself with a lot of resentment and anger in your heart. Maybe you have a history of bitterness and grudges with your mother or father and your parents. But in any case, maybe Mother's Day and honoring the thought of honoring your parents brings a lot of this anger in your heart and just ties your stomach up in knots. And the natural tendency is one to pay evil for evil. Apostle Peter encourages us as Christians in 1 Peter 3:9 to render no man evil for evil, but return good for evil. To turn the other cheek. Jesus asked us, if we love those who love us, what reward have we? How much different are we than the heathens? And this love doesn't come natural. It doesn't come from our own abilities. It comes from a life surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me when I was yet a sinner and didn't deserve that love. And through the power of the Holy Spirit that we choose to love those who have hurt us. You may feel you're, by honoring your parents or your mother, that you're excusing the behavior. But remember, no evil escapes the eye of God. Romans 12:19 says, never take vengeance on your home. Leave no room for wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. You need to honor your parents or your mother, not because they deserve it or you think they should be honored, but because God asks you to. And by doing so, you're honoring God and honoring the fifth commandment. So how can I honor my mother if I don't want to, or if I don't feel like it, or if there's been a hard past, how can I honor them? First of all, I ask that you would pray to God for a heart of love and compassion for your mother. Release them through forgiveness. Extend mercy. Verbally appreciate the good. Do acts of kindness to them. Pray for them. Speak kindly of them. And teach your children to honor your parents and their grandparents. You know, it's not easy, and it's not going to happen overnight. I believe that's God's plan and God's purpose, God's will for us as children to honor our parents, even in hard times. This morning I want you to think with me about an author of a book. An author of the book puts characters in that book for a purpose and for a reason. For you children, you're probably familiar with the story Winnie the Pooh and the Thousand Acre Woods. Why do you think Pooh Bear and Rabbit and Eeyore are in that story? Who would Tigger bounce if those characters weren't in that story? Now, God is the author of the Book of Life. In this book, he made male and female. In this book, he wastes no characters. Every character in this book has a purpose. You and I are in that book. God created man and woman and a home comprised of a husband and wife. And that's where children come from, a home of a husband and wife. And I'm a believer that God has given purpose and abilities and to every child he creates. He gives abilities. He creates them in a special way to carry out his purposes in their lives. I believe it's always our responsibility as people, as parents, and as people to understand how God made us and the ability he's given us and the giftedness. And to root out the selfish desires of our old nature, of our carnal nature. And to embrace how God made us and to embrace our calling for his honor and glory. My text verse this morning is Luke 1:38. It's kind of a strange verse for Mother's Day, but I think it fits well with what I want to share. It's the story of Mary and her acceptance of her role. Then Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said." And the angel left her. Three things I want to give you as mothers this morning on this Mother's Day to embrace. And by embrace, I mean to embrace your role, to welcome, to take advantage of something eagerly and willingly, that you're going to embrace the role that God's called you. The first one is to embrace how God made you. This is so important in fulfilling your role as a mother, to embrace how God made you. Psalms 139:13 says, "For you have been formed, and for you formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb." You just didn't happen. How you look and how you behave and your personality is not just by happenstance. God knit you together, engineered you in your mother's womb. Just like there's no two snowflakes alike, this thought is mind-boggling to me. That there, ever since Adam and Eve, there's no two people alike. There is no two people alike. My mind automatically went to, we decorate Christmas cookies and we make sand tarts and we decorate them. And I get so tired of, we'll do this and this way and this and this way. And then I'll get back to my first, and I run out of ideas. And, you know, ever since Adam and Eve, God never ran out of ideas how to create a person. They're all different. They're all different. We're created in the image of God, male and female. Not that God's masculine or feminine. Some of the character of God is more evident in the male, and some is more evident in the female. Just like muscles, we all have muscles, but in men they're more defined than in the female. And for women, I want you to embrace your role as a mother, as a mother, and how God made you, and how you display the image of God in mothering. Your nurturing heart, your compassion, your mercy, your sensitivity are all characteristics of our Heavenly Father that you pass on to your children. And it's not always easy because the temptation is there to compare yourself to other ladies, to other mothers. That if I had her skill set, I would be a better mother. Or if I looked like her, or if my situation in life was like her, the temptation to compare. I wish I was like. Today, mothers who are here this morning, you are especially designed by God for divine purpose. Your intellectual and giftedness and abilities, and most of all, who you are as a mother, are a strategic resource God has given you to serve him and to please him. And so this morning I encourage you as mothers to embrace how God made you. Each one is specifically different. Embrace how God made you and let that empower you as a mother. The second thing I want to call you to is to embrace your role as a mother. You may have dreams and plans when you were growing up of what you were going to be. I know that's just the thing children do, of what you will be when you grow up. Maybe a missionary nurse, or maybe a businesswoman, or maybe a mother. I'm not sure what all girls dream about. But my mind went to Mary. who was engaged to Joseph. And I don't think it ever crossed her mind that she was going to, or what God had in plan for her. To be the mother of Jesus. And what that did to her plans and her dreams. Because her response to the angel was being pregnant before she was married was not in her plans. That was not in her sights at all. And to think what all she was dealing with to embrace her role as the mother of Jesus. Do you think she had a struggle embracing that? I believe as Mary, as she processed what her assignment was in life, that God had handpicked her and created her in a way that God knew that Mary can be the mother of Jesus, was fit to birth the Savior of the world. And I believe as Mary processed that, don't say what time frame or how long she thought about it, but as she processed that thought, she came to the place where she said, "Behold, Lord, I'm yours. I'll do what you have said." And she embraced her role as the mother of Jesus. No other woman was asked to do that assignment. No other woman was asked to do that. God specifically designed Mary for that role, and she embraced it. Motherhood is a tremendous calling with far-reaching effects. And isn't it awesome that God created you in a way to take care of the children that God gave you? He created you and he knew what you could handle and knew, and what he asked you to do, he empowered you to do. And to live in that reality and to embrace your role as a mother is a powerful reality to grab a hold of. The third thing I want you to think about this morning is to embrace our gifts. I heard a testimony of a lady who gave birth to a child who was had a physical handicap, and she struggled for years and years why she was given this child. Why couldn't her child be like other children? And she struggled and struggled to accept the role that God had asked her to fill. And it wasn't until she came to the place, in her testimony, she said, it wasn't until she came to the place, and I'm putting Mary's story in here, where she came to the place where Mary said, "Behold, I will do what you asked me to do." Until she said she came to the place where in her mind that God had a child that had special needs and was looking for a home. And handpicked me for that role, that assignment, to take care of this child, to nurture this child in a safe home. It wasn't until she came to that place that she had peace in her heart and could embrace her role and her gift. This morning, on Mother's Day, we, as you know, if you're a regular here, we give flowers out to the mothers. And so right now we're going to give flowers out. And I want to draw some analogies from the flowers. So Mark, if you come up. And every mother here gets a flower. If someone's sitting around you and does not have children here, could you see that they get one? And so we usually decide who's going to get a flower to their mother. So I think last year, if I remember, the oldest did. So we'll go with the secondborn, if that's possible today, for the secondborn to come up, get a flower, and take it back to your mother. Some of these don't have flowers, but they will get flowers. Did we miss anyone? Well, children are like our gifts from God. And like these flowers are gifts to you today, each one is a little different, just like your children. I don't believe any of us who have children have any two children that are alike, personality-wise, looks-wise. God's made them all different, and we love that. And so as a gardener, you'll take care of that flower. You'll plant it out in the ground. You'll water it. It needs warmth. It needs light to grow. And I was just thinking about your children as gifts that God has given you, and how you take care of your children. And as I thought about watering the flower, I thought about, to your children, you read the Word of God, and you allow it to soak into their hearts, and it becomes a part of who they are. And I thought about the light that the flower needs to grow will be your words of encouragement, your words of life spoken to that child. Do you ever watch someone, we'll say it's in a store because it's not in your house, but speak harshly to a child, and just to see how that child just closes up inside, and to see whenever you speak words of life to your children, how they just open up and get that grin on their face and smile. And I thought about the warmth that this plant will need to grow. And I thought about the special touch that a mother brings. It's just that you can't explain the warmth that a mother brings to a child. And then there'll be times when my wife will go around the flowers and they'll pick off a dead leaf or something that doesn't belong on the plant. And I thought about, you know, there'll be times we'll discipline our children because we have an eternal perspective in mind of rooting out things that don't belong there. So as you hold your flower this morning, I want to ask you to embrace your gifts of your children. God's entrusted these precious souls that will spend eternity somewhere into your care. As we were thought about this morning, some for a long time and some for a short time. And yeah, my heart goes out to the mothers who are grieving today. I think of my mother, who this is the first Mother's Day without my brother. Each one is different. But God has seen you capable. And this is what I want you to grasp this morning. God has seen you capable for the children He's given you. He's given you His gift. He said, I know you can do it. I've given you what you have, what it takes. God has assigned you to nurture and care and protect and train these children. Mothers who see their role in this light and the goal with an eternal perspective in mind see children as an entrusted gift. Those who see children as a result of a physical act and have no sense of responsibility to God for these gifts see children as a pain and a hindrance to their own pleasure. Regardless of what other gifts God gives to other mothers, I will be faithful with the gifts you have given me. Each one has a different assignment from God. And so I ask you this morning, can you embrace our assignment with joy and say, yes, Lord, I will be the best in my ability, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, I will be faithful, and Lord, I will embrace these gifts. And Grandma, you're not off the hook. How long are you a mother? You're a mother forever. You'll always be a mother. Your roles will change from birthing, protecting, nurturing, teaching, training, equipping, empowering, to supporting, encouraging, best of all, babysitting, right? And being the best grandma. Did you ever see the t-shirt that says, that's it, I'm going to grandma? Or I'm calling grandma, that's what she said. To being a listening ear, to being a prayer warrior. I know a lot of grandmas who are prayer warriors today for their children, for their grandchildren. And Mom, even though you're not perfect, and your life sometimes a struggle, and the tasks often daunting and discouraging, we sometimes look at you as close to perfect. As I came across this little story of a boy who invaded a dress department of a large department store and said to his salesperson, I want to buy a dress for Mom, but I don't know what size she is. Well, is she short or tall, fat or skinny? Asked the clerk. Well, she's just perfect, answered the boy. She wrapped up a size 8 dress for him. 2 days later, the mom came back and exchanged it for a 16. Today, Mom, we honor you not for being perfect or getting it right all the time, but we honor you for embracing the challenge, for embracing who you are, embracing your role as a mother, and embracing your gifts in such an intimate way. No one other than God can fully appreciate the relational sacrifice that mothers make for their families. And for that, we honor you. You provide loving care that can be found nowhere else. In closing, husbands, you're not off the hook. Father's Day is coming. You'll get a sermon as well. But fathers and husbands, it's your job as leaders in the home to set the tone for honoring their mother. The pattern you set, the way you talk to your wife, will go a long way in how your children will honor their mother. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day that, you know, even in our country, they recognize women and the position and the honor they deserve. And Lord, not only just for the position, but who they are to us as family, who they are in Christ. And Lord, we honor not for what they do, but for who they are, that special place they hold in our hearts. Lord, again, we lift up our mothers. No, they're not perfect. But Lord, as they embrace their roles and who they are and their gifts, Lord, give them strength for the hard times. Give them energy when it seems tiring and long. And Lord, I thank you for their prayers that follow us wherever we go. Lord, mothers have such a big part in the kingdom of God. Let's think of Mary Jesus was on the cross and how she was there in those moments for her son. Lord, we lift up and thank you for our mothers again today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, mothers, for just the dedication and the lives that you have lived as you've raised children. Thanks, Doug, for that message. I want to just open it just for a little bit of time. Maybe there's someone here that has a tribute you want to give to your mother or to honor your mother in some way this morning. Just slip up your hand.
I was just thinking this morning, one of the greatest gifts that my mom gave me over the years, and just sitting here this morning realizing how much my grandmothers even gave this to me, is just the incredible gift of prayer. And I love to tell my mom that I think every gray hair on her head is from me. I was the rebel child and gave her so much stress and grief. But the one thing she gave me was she never quit, and she never quit praying, and she never quit speaking life into me, even in the hardest moments of my life. And I attribute that to her as an incredible gift, and I know it's one thing that I want to embrace in my life and whatever God calls me to, just that gift of passing on to anybody that even comes into my home, any woman that I touch, just passing that on is just prayer. It's such a powerful thing, one of the greatest things moms can pass on to their children. So
I was just thinking as Doug was preaching, my mom is bedfast, and she had a very hard life, and she's not perfect by any means. But it just struck me what he was saying. Almost every time I talk to her, even though she's in a lot of pain, she's a lot of times, you know, with her condition, she can't get out much. Somehow the conversation always turns, she always turns it right back to us and how we're doing. And it's just, she's so selfless. She just doesn't think about herself much. And she doesn't talk much about what she's going through. It's just always how are you doing? And that selflessness is a huge gift, and I see that in so many mothers. And I bless my mom for that today.
Thanks, Jesse. Anyone else?
I'm very happy to have my mom here today from Ohio. I feel very blessed to have them here this weekend. We had a good weekend, and she's just a mom that I admire so much, and she has so many talents and gifts, and does so many things for me, even though I'm kind of far away. She's only a phone call away, and she gives me lots of advice when I need it. And I ask her a lot because I very much need her help. And, yeah, I know she's prayed for us children a lot, and I feel very blessed by having her here.
Thanks, Abby.
Yesterday I was going through some boxes, and I came across a box labeled Helen's Letters. And I went in an inner box. It's full of cards. It's full of cards between my parents that speak of their love for each other and their respect for each other. And it's such a gift to have parents that loved each other so deeply. I'm thankful that my mother is still with me, even though she doesn't know much, that I can go and visit her. And I'm thankful for the Christian heritage from my parents. And I'm also thankful for my in-laws and the privilege the last time I visited before my mother-in-law died of being able to see her have her private devotions with God and the time she told me over and over that she was praying for Cheryl and I after the loss of her son.
Ms. Janet. Loyal.
The thought that first came to my mind was the prayers, too. And I want to thank my mother for being a prayer warrior for me and for the rest of us. She truly is a woman of prayer.
In the back. Mim.
This is my first Mother's Day without mother. I'm so thankful that I know where she is. And I'm thankful for the godly example she was to me. And every time she sent a card to our house for our birthday or anniversary, it was always signed, love and prayers. And I know she prayed a lot for all of us. And I'm grateful for that. And I pray that I could be that kind of prayer person for my family as well.
For all of you moms who you thought your children left you this weekend and forgot about Mother's Day, they didn't forget about it. In fact, there's something they sent in to us here.
Happy Mother's Day, dear mom. Happy Mother's Day to you.
That's the neat thing about technology. Let's stand together for closing prayer. Hopefully you can give your mom a call today if she's not here and wish her happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our mothers. And many of us here have been impacted by our moms and their love, their care, their support, their prayer. And God, I just pray a blessing on all of our moms, that are represented here today, Lord, the ones that are still living, Lord, I pray that you would touch them today and that their lives could be enriched, actually, even as we relate to them as children. And Lord, if our moms have passed on, as we relate to our children, I pray that we'd be able to pass on just a gift of love and care and concern. And I pray a blessing on each mom here today. And as we dismiss, Lord, that you go with us through this week. I pray for the ones in our congregation that need prayer. Pray for Vern and Gina. And Gina, as she's recovering in the hospital right now from surgery. And I pray for John and Eleonora and Dan and Arlene and God, Elias Groff, some of the ones that are struggling physically and need a touch from you today, Lord. I pray that you'd be with them as well. I pray for Irvin and Martha as they're traveling. And I know Irvin's dad is not doing well. I just lift them up to you as well. And for our missionaries, for Jim and Ruthie and Lois and Alicia, God, today as they're gone, I pray that you would be with them in this coming week as well. Lord, dismiss us with your presence, with your blessing, and with your peace in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.